This is Dr. Dave, and you're listening to episode 59 of Slice Your Age.
Welcome to Slice Your Age, the show where we help you live stronger, thinner, healthier, and happier. Now, here's your host and personal coach, Dr. David Matto.
Hey, Dr. Dave here. Welcome back to a fantastic episode. This is the show, of course, where we help you live stronger, thinner, healthier, and happier. I am so glad you're with me today. I've got a very special show because, at least in the U.S., we're closing in on the holiday season, starting with Thanksgiving, and it's kind of never ending from there. Thanksgiving goes pretty quickly into, well, Black Friday after that. Then we got Christmas and New Year's, and usually during the holidays, the average person gains, I'm not even going to say, just let's say a decent amount of weight. But all of this can be prevented, and I'm going to give you some fantastic tips on today's show to keep you really, really healthy through the holidays. And actually, hopefully this will be your best holiday season ever, because you're going to be living the proper lifestyle. So I got some great tips for you. Stand by. Before we get into those, I just want to, as I usually start off each show, just thank you from the bottom of my heart for being a listener, a follower, and a friend, and I really appreciate it. My passion is to help you, and I will do whatever it takes, and I really mean whatever it takes, to make sure you are living your best life ever. We're going to slice our ages. It doesn't matter where we are on this journey. I mean, I might be a little bit ahead of you, and that just means I've figure things out earlier and I'm doing things earlier, but you don't have to reinvent the wheel because I've already got it done for you. So I'll help you with it. You don't have to, you know, get all the experimental stuff that I did. Look, I did a lot of wrong things too. I messed some things up. So I've tweaked things over the past many years and I've got it down to a science. And if you just kind of follow me, listen to me, it's always a work in progress. We'll do it together and we'll be living the best lives ever. And I really mean ever. So thanks so much for listening to me. If you're new, thank you for being here. We hang out at sliceyourage.com. That's where you can listen to all episodes. You can subscribe to the podcast through iTunes right there or through Stitcher. You can email me. There are tons of things to do. You can read my blog. I'm trying to get a new blog entry up at least several times a month now. I've got some really good ones there for you to read. So just a lot going on. And follow me on Facebook. I'm David Matto on Facebook. And we've also, of course, got our Slice Your Age page on Facebook. So many things to do and so little time, but I just hope you make the time to do it all because we're doing it together. I would like to congratulate a woman named Melissa Lynn Miller. You may not know her. She is a fairly new listener and follower. And I want to introduce her because she recently won a t-shirt in a contest I had on Facebook a short time ago. And the t-shirt says, Body Fueled by Plants, Slice Your Age. And she's so proud of this. She's putting pictures of herself on Facebook, wherever she goes in this t-shirt, kind of showing it off because she is no longer eating animal products. She's eating plant-based whole foods diet. She's doing great. She started something several weeks ago. I hope I get this right. First of all, I will tell you, Melissa is from Moose Jaw, Saskatchewan, Canada. So it's probably getting cold up there right about now, I'm guessing. But Melissa started something not all that long ago. She's calling it Thrive. I'm not sure how many days. I think it was 50-some days till she thrives. And Melissa has made such progress in weight loss, changing her diet around, exercising. And I just want to give a shout out to Melissa because, you know, when you come across somebody special that's just so super focused and dedicated and really pretty much changes his or her life around, just almost does a 180 because they know what they're doing now is not working. And in order to really get back to a healthy lifestyle and really look good and feel good and be stronger and thinner and healthier and happier, they know they've got to make some serious changes. Well, Melissa is just like a perfect example. She doesn't make excuses. She doesn't make exceptions. She knows she's laser focused and has to do this and does it right. And so, Melissa, I just want to tell you, I'm proud of you. Keep it going. If you would like to follow Melissa on Facebook, just go ahead and find her. I'm sure she'd love to accept your friendship. Melissa, I hope you don't mind me saying this because you're out there and kind of talking to people about how well you're doing. So if you want to follow Melissa, she is melissa.l.miller.75 on Facebook. And go ahead and follow her. Ask for a friendship, and I'm sure you can. You know, we can all support each other. That's what Slice Your Age is all about. So, big congratulations and shout out to Melissa. Melissa, thanks so much for being with us. Now, as promised, as I drink my Trader Joe's chamomile tea today, as I'm in the studio, I got some really great tips for the holidays. Because, like I said in the intro, when the holidays come around, people just kind of let loose and become a little more lenient, or maybe a lot more lenient. And then by the time all is said and done after New Year's, they get on the scale and they've noticed they've gained 3, 5, 8, 10, 15, 20 pounds. It does. It happens. Believe me, it happens. And I don't want this to happen to you. So I've got some very special tips for you today to hopefully prevent this. And because remember, this is a total lifestyle. It's not a diet that we do a couple months out of the year. It's not a fad. It's not a New Year's resolution. We're living this lifestyle. We're slicing our age every day, and we try not to make any exceptions at all. But during the holidays, yeah, it gets a little bit tough. So let's talk about the holiday parties that inevitably you're going to be invited to. If you haven't been invited to any yet, I mean, Thanksgiving is really coming up in let's see, by the time you listen to this, it's Thanksgiving is going to be in a week or less, depending on when you're listening to this. So I got to tell you, this chamomile tea is delicious and it's so relaxing. So pardon me if I do take an occasional sip of that. I've been doing this since episode 1, so I know you're used to me drinking my chamomile tea in the studio, so it's all okay. So getting back to our holiday parties, what can we expect? What do we do? Well, here's what I do. One of the biggest tips I'm going to give you is, first of all, be selective regarding the parties that you go to. Just because you're invited to a party does not mean you have to accept the invitation. And let's face it, if we're going to all kind of several days worth of Thanksgiving parties, you know, all weekend long, and then you get invited to a million Christmas parties and New Year's parties, by the time you know it, you know, it's too much. So be selective. Go to the ones that you really want to go to. The ones you don't want to go to, you know, we did an episode a few episodes ago with my very, very good friend Melissa Learman. And we pretty much taught you how to just say no. You don't have to go to every function or every party you're invited to. I don't. Say no if you don't want to do it. And spend time at home with the people you're absolute closest with. You know, Yoko and I like spending time with our three cats. We don't go everywhere people invite us to. It would be too much for our lives. So be selective. Now, before you go to a party that you do, you know, select to go to, here's what I do. First of all, I kind of get a feel for what kind of food I think they're going to be serving there. If I know there's going to be just totally junk and nothing that I really want to eat, I'm going to eat before I go to the party. And you think that might, you know, some people might think that's rude. And you know, once I get there, I'm not going to be eating their food. And, you know, how could you do that? It's a dinner party. How could you not eat at our party? Well, you know, look, I will go to a party to see people that I like, see people that I love, see people that I'm in business with, you know, socialize that way. But I'm not really going necessarily just for the food or for the drinks. I'm going to hang out with people that I want to be with. So I will eat ahead of time, and I'm going to make sure that I eat my healthy meals, my healthy food ahead of time, because that's what I do every single day. I don't make exceptions for parties. I don't do that. So I will eat ahead of time, and know what I'll do in addition to that, I will bring food with me in my pockets, in my jacket, in my pockets of my pants, whatever. Here's what I bring. I bring things that are easy to carry, a bunch of nuts and seeds and a variety of things like that. Maybe some, I've got them not in this room, so I can't tell you what they are. I think they're called Lydia's Whole Food Plant-Based Crackers. If you do a search for Lydia's, L-Y-D-I-A-S, we'll try to get this up on the show notes for you. But these, you know, I don't eat any processed foods anymore. So Lydia's crackers are totally whole food plant-based. There's no added salt or oils. If you look to the ingredients, you're looking at whole foods, which are just kind of put together in kind of a cracker form. They're delicious. I love them. So I might bring a few crackers in my pocket. I might bring a few packets of almond butter, something like that. But this is what I carry with me. It's the same stuff I carry when I go to work in my briefcase if we're having a team meeting or something. And I get kind of hungry in the middle, I'll pull out some really healthy food. I don't succumb to the junk at all. So that's what I carry with me if I go to a party. Now, if it's people that I know, let's say I were invited to Sharon and Dave's house for some type of a party over the holidays. Sharon and Dave, hint, hint, hint. I know you're probably listening to this. Let's say you invite me and you invite Yoko over to your house for a party. Now, I know with 100% certainty Sharon and Dave are going to be having whole food, plant-based, no oil, no sugar, no salt, because that's all they eat. And they don't make exceptions. They don't serve people that come to their house turkey and processed foods. They just don't do that. They don't eat that. They don't have it in the house. So I know if I'm going to a house like that, a party like that, I'll be eating very healthy food. So I won't necessarily eat before I go. I won't do that. I'll enjoy plenty of really healthy food there. So you kind of have to gauge it, have like a feel for what type of food is going to be served there, and eat beforehand accordingly if necessary, and bring pocket food with you. That's certainly what I would do. Parties over the holidays have alcohol, and people love to drink alcohol. I guess I kind of get it. I understand why they do. I don't do it. As I think I spoke about on the last episode, Yoko and I were on there talking about, I think it was 14 of our best kept secrets of slicing your age, of living great life. We limit our alcohol almost to nothing. I mean, Yoko, I will tell you, Yoko will occasionally drink a little bit of wine and some sake. I will very, very rarely drink a very small portion of sake. I mean, really rarely and really small, very, very, very little bit. As I said, I don't think there's anything redeeming or healthy about alcohol. If you do it, just realize that. You know, the studies that are out there that say wine is healthy, it's not a healthy drink. There's no way. It's not. Take my word for it. It's not healthy. But if you want to drink a little bit, okay. Don't go to a party and start over drinking and overdoing it, because you're going to get fat. You're going to get unhealthy. It's going to tax your liver. You don't want to do that. Trust me on that. So be very careful with the alcohol. I think that's all I have to say about parties. But you know, they can be fun if they're the parties you want to go to. But with all the food, and let's face it, none of that holiday food, unless it's a family, unless it's somebody giving the party that really understands healthy eating and plant-based and no oils and salts and sugars, it's going to be junk. No matter what anybody says, trust me, it's going to be junk. So please beware, be careful. Just follow what Dr. Dave says as far as parties go. You'll be fine. You'll be okay. Just enjoy yourself. Have some fun. What I would do, another tip, is keep up with the exercise. You know, a lot of times we're busy during the holidays, we travel, and it becomes maybe a little bit more difficult to exercise. But just remember my magic four. If you can get out as often as possible and walk your 4 miles, you can do it at any pace. You can go really, really slow. It's okay. I mean, you know, of course, you don't want to go too slow, but you're covering 4 miles, you're doing okay. And of course, the faster the better. But if you get out and cover 4 miles slowly, you are still doing really well. And when you're hanging around the home, remember, you don't need to go to the gym. You get down on the floor, you do some push-ups, you do some pull-ups with your pull-up bar that you get at some kind of inexpensive place. You spend about 10, 15 bucks for a pull-up bar. You do your pull-ups. You do some yoga. You do some meditation. You do some lunges, some squats. You'll be okay. You'll be okay. You will get through the holidays, even if you have limited time, because most of the stuff you're doing, you don't have to get in the car and go to the gym. Remember that you're doing it at home. And if you have a treadmill, then get on that and have some fun with that. But just remember, please don't forget about your exercise during the holidays, or things will catch up to you. Think you'll just lose some of the traction that you've gained over the many months of doing it right. What else do we have here? Here's a big one that I really like to do, and I start working on it maybe around this time of the year right now. I start working on my New Year's goals. Now, you remember, I've had several episodes that I've talked about goals. I'm very, very goal-oriented, and by goals, I'm not talking about New Year's resolutions. I think New Year's resolutions are kind of bogus, and let's face it, I think, in my estimation, 80 to 90% of the New Year's resolutions out there that are made are given up on or lost by sometime in late January or February or at the very latest March. People just, you start them with good intent, and then, life gets in the way and things get in the way. Maybe your resolutions are too difficult and you forget about them. So I'm more goal-oriented. I've got goals that I work on all year round. It's not just a New Year's thing all year round. But having said that, I do kind of renew them each year. Yoko and I typically, and I think I've spoken about this before, but if you haven't heard this, I'll tell you what we do. We get together a lot of times in a restaurant, or we could do it at our dinner table, but we'll get together somewhere, and usually around New Year's Eve, as a matter of fact, and we'll work on our goals. We'll finalize our goals for that year. Now, that doesn't mean we start on them that evening, but, you know, starting on around now is good, but we finalize them around New Year's Eve, and that means they're kind of sealed. That seal doesn't mean we can't edit them or change them during the year, because I'm always changing things around. You know, look, if things aren't exactly right, if you need to tweak, that's totally fine. But I carry my little book of goals. These days, it's actually on kind of two type laminated sheets. I have them in my briefcase, and I make sure I carry them wherever I go, and I read them every single day. And by doing that, my goals become reality. I mean, goals really, really work. And again, it's not just because, I mean, believe me, I am no smarter than you are. I'm not luckier than you are. I wasn't born into a wealthy family by any stretch of the imagination. We're just a regular family. But I've achieved what I've done in life simply because I'm goal-oriented, and I come up with things, and I'm focused until I work on them till they come true. So what I'm trying to say is Thanksgiving and the holidays are a great time to get going on your goals, and kind of hopefully you can finalize them by New Year's Eve, and then you have your brand new goals for 2015. And of course, if something you worked on in 2014 hasn't come true yet, and that's fine. That's fine if you're working on it. Then make sure you renew that for 2015. But it's like holidays are a great time to do all that. I want to talk to you for just a couple seconds about holiday gifts, because again, Christmas is a time where we love to, you know, give gifts to friends and relatives and coworkers, and it's a very easy time to overspend because we want to be generous and loving. And of course, you know, the more we spend on our loved ones and the more we spend on our friends and people that we work with, you know, the more we like them, of course, the more we love them. Well, that's really, really not true at all. I mean, money doesn't equate to love or how close you are with somebody. So a lot of us are getting in trouble with spending way too much money on holiday gifts. And whether it's Christmas or Hanukkah or whatever you may be celebrating, we're just doing too much. And then what happens is we put it on credit cards, we spend money that we don't have, and the credit cards come due and you have to make payments because you don't have all the money. And you get into kind of this horrible downward spiral that lasts for a long time. Sometimes it doesn't go away because sometimes then things that you need, emergencies come up and you need to put money on the credit card. And before you know it, you've got a credit card bill there that you just can't pay off. And again, it's accumulating more and more and more, and you're really, really in big trouble. Well, let's talk for a second about this. I think now is a great time. If you have not decided this, or I have not been able to convince you in the past, now's a great time for me to please beg you, please do not spend beyond your means. Do not spend the amount of money on anybody, whether it's a spouse or a child or a friend or a family member. Do not spend the money that you don't have. Believe me, if you have a good, loving relationship with somebody, I believe you don't have to get them a gift at all. I mean, let me tell you something. I'll give you an example with me and with Yoko. We have birthdays, we have holidays, we have anniversaries. And I will tell you something. Let me think about this. I really don't think we get each other any gifts at all. And believe me, we love each other and we know that we love each other. But we don't have to get each other gifts to prove it. Now, look, I can get a gift for Yoko anytime, any day, and she would appreciate it, and she can do the same for me. It doesn't have to be a holiday or a birthday or Valentine's Day or anything like that. But believe me, when I get her a gift and when she gets me a gift, I don't spend more money than I have, more money than it's going to make me comfortable spending. And she doesn't do the same with me. And I don't do this with my parents, with my brothers, with my friends, with my kids. With people I work with, I'm very, very careful. And I'd like you to be the same way, because this is the year you're not going to go into any debt at all for the holidays as far as gift giving. And not only not going into debt, but you're going to spend an amount that you're totally comfortable with. It's not going to affect you at all financially, because let's make sure you're, while we're talking about financial stuff, and you know, this is a holiday episode, but look, it all has to do with each other. Everything is related. So the money that you're not spending on gifts this year is going to be invested into your retirement funds and maybe your kids' college funds that you've been a little behind on or haven't started yet. I know. It's tough. You got to be organized, but sometimes time flies by and your kids are 2 years old or 3 years old. They become five. They become seven. And hey, we didn't start that college fund yet, so maybe now's the time to do that. Or your just regular investment funds. You know, one day the time is going to come, and you're going to want to retire. You're not going to be able to work anymore. You're going to need money from somewhere. And if you spend more money than you have, or spend too much money, you're just not funding your life. So believe me, I'm a big believer in spending money during your life as well and having fun and living a good life. But we've got to be very careful. We can't be spending more than we're earning. And we've got to make sure we're still proportioning, if that is a word, proportioning some money, adequate amount of money into our investments and emergency funds and things like that. So let's please be really, really careful. And now's the time to start really thinking about stuff like this. Oh, what else do I have? Oh, here's a big one, I think. The day after Thanksgiving, at least in the United States here, because I think the United States is, you know, we celebrate Thanksgiving. It's the last, I think it's the third Thursday of November generally. Let me see, this year it's going to be, if I got my calendar right in front of me, it's coming out really soon, within days, of course. It's the 27th this year. And on the 28th of November, the Friday after Thanksgiving in the United States, we call it Black Friday. What that means is, yeah, all the stores, they reduce their prices and they open up super early. Some of them actually open up midnight or earlier, the night before Black Friday. You know, it used to be you had to get to the mall very early on the Friday morning, but now the stores open up like Thursday night, and they call it Black Friday. And they've got all the super sales and the specials, and everybody's kind of drawn to the malls and to the stores to do all of their holiday shopping. And what happens is, yeah, we all overspend because we're caught up in this big frenzy of, gotta buy this, I gotta get this, I gotta this. And when you see all the sale prices and you're walking through the mall and everybody else has all these big bags from Nordstrom and all these expensive stores, and you gotta kind of join the club. Well, let me tell you something. I cannot remember the last time I've ever been to a store on Black Friday. I just don't do it. And guess what? I'm still alive and I'm breathing and I'm having fun with my life. And guess what? I've got some money invested, actually. I save my money. So I'm going to urge you, please do not get caught up in the frenzy. Do not succumb to this pressure of Black Friday and spending all my money. Because, you know, you're going to get to the mall and you're going to see all these great, beautiful things that you need, or at least that you think you need. You're going to be spending all the money. And by the time you know it, you're going to be in debt again. And so, please, I'm telling you, don't do it. Don't do it. Are those all the tips I have? There are probably so many more, but you know, I think, yeah, that's kind of the list I came up with for now. And we're going to make it kind of short and sweet, because we don't need to go on for hours and hours and hours about telling you how to be healthier and slice your age for the holidays, because they're pretty much simple principles. But if you follow them, I think you'll be really happy. You'll be happy with yourself. You'll be happy with me, because I told you about these things. And, do some good cooking. Do some great stuff for the holidays. By the way, one of the coolest things, we've spoken about this on some past episodes recently, because it's fairly new to us, but we've got that Instant Pot for the kitchen. We got the 5-quart size Instant Pot. You can go on Amazon and get it. You go to actually instantpot.com and get it. But let me tell you something. It's one of the best investments that we have made as far as appliances in the kitchen. It's just, I know I've got the Nutribullet. We love that. Believe me, we still use it. We love it. We use our juicer. The Instant Pot is, Yoko has thrown some beautiful dishes together, some beautiful dinners, and even breakfasts. We throw some oatmeal in there because it's just, it's a electric cooker that cooks under pressure, but it's so easy to use. You throw a whole bunch of fresh ingredients in. You pretty much push a button, close it all up, push the button, and in a few minutes, the thing beeps and it's all done. And you've got this delicious, delicious meal. It comes with a recipe book. Chef AJ's got a couple recipes in there, along with some other really famous chefs, really healthy chefs across the country. Chef AJ, of course, being the best, of course. Yeah, we love our Instant Pot. So If you haven't gotten one yet, I'm going to say this holiday time might be the time to start, you know, eating healthy, doing it, and getting some cool stuff. Spend the money on yourself. I'm not saying don't get other people gifts, but when you're spending money, I mean, get stuff that's going to help your life as well, because we're all here to slice our age, and we never stop slicing. We're doing it. Before I close today, I want to remind you, next year, this is a big one, next year, and let me click over to this, May 17th, it's on a Sunday, we're going to be slicing our age in San Francisco at the Bay to Breakers 12K race. You can walk it, you can run it, you can do a combination, you can crawl it, it doesn't matter, but we're going to be there celebrating. I've already had many listeners tell me, hey, they're going to be there, they're going to be hanging out with us, so we're going to have like a little Slice Your Age meet up there. It's going to be really, really cool. So I hope you can make it to San Francisco, California, for the Beta Breakers 12K. We'll be slicing. And if you want more information about that, just go to, I believe it's called, it's just betabreakers.com. Go there, sign up, and it's probably one of the coolest things you can do in your life. It's a day of incredible fun. As I said, you can just walk it, but there's people in costumes and their bands and playing music and DJs. It's a blast. It's at least a once in a lifetime must do. So we'll be there. Hang out with us. Love to see. Let me know, by the way, if and when you sign up, and we'll make sure we keep you in the loop of everything. You see, I think that's about going to do it today, because you know something I learned a long time ago. When you say what you want to say, when you're finished, you don't just keep talking. So I'm not going to do that. I love you. This is Dr. Dave, and this puts another episode of Slice Your Age in the books. I will see you next time. Take care.
Thank you for listening to Slice Your Age. You are no longer alone on this journey.
Slice your age.